hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Rational Revolution. I am your host, Mark Becker. You're on the Civic Media Radio Network, and have I got a show for you? I am so excited to be sitting down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. What's up?
Oh my gosh, Mark! It's so good to be here.
Hi.
With you.
Yes. So this is the first time I've never met you. This is the first time I'm meeting you. I'm really excited that you're here. Hey, thanks.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'm a fan of the show.
Oh,
and
thank you.
So I was excited to come and, you know, whenever I have. I always want a reason to leave Madison.
Oh yes.
And this is a good one. And it's also on a Packer game day,
it is.
Which is like, it doesn't get better than that.
So the first time that I kind of paid attention, I was like, oh, this, she's freaking cool, was when a dear friend of mine was running for re-election in Door County, Mr. Caleb Frostman.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you guys did like a video of, it was like a sarcastic, like skipping down the streets.
We were knocking on doors together. Yes.
And so
we're
I was
door knocking is fun. Everyone should do it with us.
Yes. And so I was texting Caleb and I'm like, she's awesome. Like, hell yeah. Like, that's cool. So that's my Sarah Godlewski story. So I'm glad that you're here and we could talk about our dear friend Caleb, and he's doing very well in Madison. So, yeah.
Yeah, and tell him if he's listening. We miss him. So
I know.
He was a great asset in the legislature,
in the
Senate.
I hope he's not done.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I asked him that before, and he's like, don't talk to me about that.
Right.
Like, come on, Caleb.
Well, he's busy now, what, getting married and, you know, like starting that chapter
of his
life.
Yeah, and he's such a good person.
I know.
He's just genuinely good dude.
And I'm just on the side note, Caleb, if you're listening, I'm waiting for my hunting trip. So we have talked about this a few times as well. So anytime I can go out there, I'm ready for it.
There you go, Caleb. Senator Frostman. Yes. So you're here. You've got some exciting news that you've recently announced.
Just announced my run for to be Wisconsin's next lieutenant governor.
Holy cow.
I'm really excited about it.
That's amazing. And we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to talk about what is your origin story? How did you get into this crazy arena?
Well, I'll tell you, I never thought I would be sitting here as your Secretary of State, let alone previously, Mark, before that, your state treasurer.
Yes.
But I'm, you know, I'm from the Chippewa Valley, fifth generation Wisconsinite. My parents are actually retired public school teachers. So shout out to all of our public school teachers out there. I know that work is not easy. But something that my parents would always talk about, they'd be like, you know, Sarah, when you see something wrong, you got to stand up and do something about it. And believe it or not, Mark, my story in public office started with that and Scott Walker. You know?
Who?
Remember that guy?
Yeah, that guy. Hey, he's not running for governor.
Thank God.
Yeah, right.
I think we're all glad about that.
Uh-huh.
But he, you know, in a lot of his many great ideas, he tried to get rid of the state treasurer's office.
Yes, he did.
Because who needs checks and balances, Mark, in government?
Yes.
And as somebody who was doing a lot of financial work, particularly access to capital, because the amount of money Silicon Valley was getting in one day is what Wisconsin was getting in an entire year.
Really?
Which is wild. Like,
that
is
crazy.
We run on Main Street, not on Wall Street.
Right.
Mark. And so I was like, oh my God, the state treasurer should try to do more local investment and more local work. And come to find out, Scott Walker was trying to get rid of that office. And, you know, found myself running the Save Our Fiscal Watchdog ballot measure.
Oh, wow.
And it was a bipartisan coalition.
Okay.
Traveled the state talking about what the state treasurer should and could be doing. And my husband's like, God bless you, Sarah. Call me when this is over. What other trouble are you going to get in?
Yeah.
And we won with a supermajority.
Yeah.
And so then the next question was, okay, well, who's going to run for this office?
Right.
And I remember, I don't know how your grandma is or was, Mark, but mine, she was part of the first group of women to serve during World War II. And, you know, a pretty like trailblazer. And I was like, Grandma, I don't know. I'm a political nobody from the Chippewa Valley. Like, my parents aren't political. Like, how can I run for a statewide office? It's 6 million people. And she's like, Sarah, don't ask for permission. Ask for forgiveness. She's like, just do it. And I was like, all right, Grandma, I think I can do it. So, yeah. And then in 2018, I actually flipped more Trump counties than the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general as a political nobody from the Chippewa Valley.
Holy crap.
She just never know.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So that was kind of my entree, I think, into where we are today.
No kidding. I'm going to do a cheap plug for my grandma because the day we're recording this, today is her 90th birthday.
Is her 90th? Happy birthday, Grandma.
That is a true story.
Oh my gosh.
And she was a school teacher as well.
She was.
She taught special ed way back in the day when those kids, in quotes, were not allowed in the school. And so she had to teach them in a RV in the parking lot of the schools.
No way.
Yes. And so she has stories of it being really cold and all of that kind of stuff. So she was can I say this on the radio? She was a badass.
She was.
Can I say that?
I feel like you're getting the thumbs up on that.
I think I'm getting the thumbs up on that. Yeah, so we're gonna go ahead and move. But yes.
I would agree.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Happy birthday, Grandma. Yes. And thank you, Grandma, for what we're doing for our kids.
Yeah.
And paving the way.
So, it was funny. When I was, I used to be a chairman of the Republican Party, and I remember in some of those races, we would have candidates for those offices saying, I'm running for a state treasurer, and I'm running to fire myself. And, they're like, yeah, right. You're shrugging like, that's kind of the same thing. I'm like, okay.
But my question for you even back then is like, for the party that talks about checks and balances.
Yes.
And like
fiscal responsibility.
Yes. Respect the Constitution.
Yes.
Respect the founding fathers. How does one just say, you know what? I'm just going to get rid of that office because we don't need that. Like, it just seems wild to me.
It was wild. And, it was always kind of off-putting for me because I was always a moderate, then. I still am, but to try to understand, it's like, well, that's weird. And then, they're not based in truth.
Yeah.
And being genuine about what they believe and all of that. So, and it sounds cool to say, I'm going to fire myself. It sounds cool to say, Secretary La Follette, was the Secretary of State and his only job was to keep the seal of the state of Wisconsin. And he lost it. I remember. We had some weird ones.
Right. So, yeah. I think what I just find fascinating is, to your point, this attack on these constitutional offices, which to me is just a power grab.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, the reason why the Constitution of Wisconsin was developed the way it was is that everybody needed a responsibility to help ensure checks and balances.
Yes.
Whether it was the, Secretary of State working on checks and balances from an operational perspective, mm-hmm. or the treasurer with the chief financial officer of the state. And we look at what's happening now at the federal level. And we see how important these checks and balances are because you can just be railroaded by some authoritarian president that just is railroading the law. And so the more folks we have being that checks and balance, I think the better.
Yeah. And, it's wild. And I think this is interesting, too, is when Scott Walker was governor. There were no checks, nor were there balances.
Correct.
And it was very interesting, I think really super telling, when a check/balance decided to show themselves in the statewide offices that you were part of.
Yep.
That's when they found their morality. And the Republican side of this said, the governor, he has too much power. Right. Do you remember that? Like,
right.
Wild that you would think that now that Tony Evers was elected. Wild.
Right. Oh, let's not forget, at the end of 2018, Scott Walker launched the lame duck.
Yes, he sure did.
Which took
and
away.
And what a lame duck it was.
Right. And tried to take away, more powers from, giving the legislature more power.
Right.
At the expense of, again, these independently elected constitutional officers mm-hmm. like the governor and like the attorney general.
Yes.
So,
how has that been, being on, literally... And now finally the supermajorities are gone in the state house.
Right.
How has that been being the only buffer?
You're
1 of 3?
Great.
4?
There is, it's the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and myself right now. I will say that it's incredibly challenging in a way that we're trying to day in and day out just do our job. You know, I look at my Secretary of State job, Mark, and I actually run on my own revenue. So the money that I use to run my office is not from tax dollars. It's actually from work that I do. Mm-hmm. One of the responsibilities is if you like with international work. So you think about if you'd ever want to expand your business or if you would want to adopt a child or you want to study abroad. You have to get those papers validated through my office. You can't get it done by Minnesota or Michigan or Illinois. And yet we are not funded to do any of that work at all.
Why not?
Apparently the legislature doesn't think that's important.
Let's delve into that.
And so, which is completely insane. And so when I got there, can you imagine if you're a family that just finally heard that you can adopt a child that you've wanted for so long, and then you go to the Secretary of State and there is a month long wait? Mm-hmm. That's not showing up and delivering. But what's frustrating is it's not that we don't have the money to do that work. The legislature just takes all of it.
Right.
And once again, in a power grab to try to take away at the expense of what Wisconsinites need.
Right. Yeah. We're talking with Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. It's wild to kind of see those things of, you know, oh, we're going to take away your budget and then we're going to take away the people that work with for you.
Right.
And we're going to put you into the basement. And then, you know, all these little childish games that were played all in the effort of just, you know, we're going to own the libs and keep on to our power.
It's wrong. But here's the thing, Arca, I will tell you is that growing up, and I think being a Wisconsinite, we're scrappy.
Yes.
And, you know, to me, whenever they tell me what I can't do, I just go and show them what I can do.
Cool. Watch
kind
me.
Of thing. Like, yeah. I'm like, watch me. Yes. And so, you know, we modernize the office. Now we have services that are all accessible online. I mean, we have provided record-breaking distributions to public schools.
Yes.
We have provided almost $1 billion to communities to help rebuild and things like helping to buy, whether it's fire trucks that they need or helping with community safety initiatives, like you name it, we're helping to do those kind of fundings. And so just because they gave me a pay-as-you-go flip phone and might have turned off my Wi-Fi when I joined.
Track phone.
When I was elected,
did they really turn off?
No, I had no Wi-Fi when I got into my office. It was a real welcome party.
That's crazy.
All right, great. You know what? You're going to try to stop me, but it's not going to work.
Wow.
So
that's wild.
Here we are.
So to the people that were running for Secretary of State, you don't just sit at your desk and stare at the seal of the state of Wisconsin.
No. Okay. You are talking.
That's so good to know.
Day in and day out. Yes. You are. I think we are one of the most busiest offices in the Capitol because people are coming in day in and day out to get these services done.
That's awesome. So that's what you do. And we're going to talk about some of the announcement that you made and how that's going. And maybe another cheap shout out to Caleb Frostman here as we get to the break. I'm going to have to tell him, he better listen to this one.
He's got to listen to this one. Yeah, right. And hello to Emily, his fiance.
Yes.
So we're a big fan of her too.
Yeah, she's wonderful. So I'm really glad that you're here and I'm excited to take this conversation forward here on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker and we will be right back.